Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me talk to this guy real quick. Keith, just because Precious Moments is so close. Down in Carthage, Missouri. Everybody on the way down, if you're going down 71, you can't miss the signs, the billboards.
Yeah, billboards every second, yeah.
If you're from Kansas City and you have the elderly in your home or in your family, you've seen these little large-eyed, and they're always children. And I think that's what creeps me out because there's always like a child cop like with sad teardrop eyes or a child Jesus with a beard that's crucified. This is disturbing. Like, I don't look at it and go, isn't that cute? I'm like, they're killing the man by nailing him to a board.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. That really is, I don't find it. I think they're creepiest in their natural state than they are.
Creepier than redone.
Than what Precious Mutations in the Art of Keith Buescher do. I think it's amazingly interesting. He takes them and he reinvents them. So it may start as a child nun, and they're only about 4 inches tall, 5 inches tall. And they've always got the same little teardrop eyes, big, sad, weird anime
eyes. Little sad face.
And a very smooth, Hummel-esque, exterior. And it might be a nun with a white habit and those blue eyes. And then
rosary
pretty soon,
beads,
it's completely black, giant eyes. And then horns are coming out. And the rosary beads with the cross hanging around her hips is now a pentagram. And her habit's completely red. Yeah. But I feel like I want the original, and then I want the second one right next to it.
Our next guest is a Canadian artist who is making a name for himself on the internet for his Precious Mutations figurines, wherein he takes classic Precious Moments statues and transforms them into the true works of evil we all know they are. Please welcome Keith Buescher.
Keith, how are you?
Good day.
Good day. You are now. Where are you based out of?
I'm in southern Ontario. I'm in Hamilton. It's about halfway between Buffalo and Toronto.
Okay. Now, so you fell in love and you do others too, but this Precious Mutations, because I don't know if you are, but I'm always so truly creeped out by Precious Moment dolls.
I'm not necessarily creeped out by them as much as I'm intrigued by them. They're so over-the-top, sweet, and innocent, and, like, ridiculously, I can't even explain it.
No,
they belong in a dimension that I can't wrap my head around.
Well, they belong in a dimension where people can't use their real names for genitalia. You know what I'm saying? It's a world of I have to go doo-doo right now. I don't touch my naughty bits. It's a never-ending, it's an adult childlike world filled with these childlike creatures. Like, it's a cop, but it's a child. It's a Jesus, but it's a child. It's even the lambs have little teardrop eyes.
It's incredible. Like, and they just keep going, right?
Yeah.
And they've found their market and they've attached. And the people who respond to my work negatively, they're like children. They're like pets to them, almost. You know, they call them their Christian figurines, and they call them their, how can you do this to them? And it's like, there is absolutely zero organic material in ceramic. Like, it's just a figurine. It's not, but these people give them so much life and so much energy. So kudos to the originist, to Sam Buescher for,
Sure.
For creating these things that people absolutely flock to, gravitate to, and connect to.
Have you seen the grounds, the Carthage in Missouri? That there's a chapel. They call it. They're basically starting their own religion. It's the Precious Moments Chapel. So worship your precious moments. And there looks like the
heard about it.
It's like the Sistine Chapel inside. There are giant paintings that spent who knows how much time and money on throughout the ceiling, through the deal. There's a whole RV park that you can go to, complete with giant figurines floating through the trees. And then they have people inside the Timmy costume, the Timmy the Angel, and he walks around And then when you drive in, there's giant 6 foot tall concrete statues lining everywhere of these figures. And it's all in the sake of commerce. I mean, because it's only for sale. Nothing is free.
Yeah.
That's genius.
It's Disney of a sort, right?
Yeah.
It's now on my bucket list to make it there. And I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to go incognito, like dress up like Ned Flanders so I'm not spotted or something while I'm walking around there with my camera taking pictures. But I think it would be a great live video kind of on my YouTube or something to stream myself walking through the chapel or this place. And
well, you do take, like, there's
taking
a,
it all in.
There's a figurine of a little, like, Timmy-like angel guy with his big teardrop eyes praying on his knees right next to it. It looks like it would be a stained glass window, only now there's no stained glass in it, and it looks like Cthulhu, the monster, is coming through to eat him.
Yeah, I figure, well, I don't know. I don't think there was ever a stained glass in it. There's a girl one, too, that I haven't gotten my hands on yet, but originally, I wanted to make it like zombies breaking in, like he had boarded himself up in there and zombies were breaking in. But I thought it kind of looks like a portal, so yeah, why not have him summoning Cthulhu and have him, you know, the tentacles coming out and the giant eyes staring down at him. And, you know, it's every piece has got, it just, it has a different story to it. And I like to find a different story, the opposite, to kind of flip it around.
Oh.
To take it from their world and make it more appealing to our generation. So
there's a Precious Moments Hummel figurine of a child walking, obviously at night, with an oil lamp and in a little nightgown, slippers, and there's a little mouse following behind. But apparently something bad has happened because it's had a biosurgically engineered steel jaw attached to the front of it.
Oh, that's I like to post a lot of my work in progress as I'm going along. So it eventually is going to be the Grim Reaper, so kind of like the Grim Reaper going off the bed. That one's based off of the Discworld novels. I'm a huge fan of Terry Pratchett's work. He did Good Omens. I don't know if you're following that at all on Prime. I think it's got a show out.
I will.
And the Death character is brilliant in that. So,
listen, I don't know what happened with Loving, Caring, Sharing. But I'm hoping that you change that sign to some other verbs.
There's an ongoing debate as to what it should be.
Adjectives, I guess.
I think the front runner right now is thoughts and prayers, because that just seems to be like whenever chaos is happening or something terrible is happening, that everybody's just sending thoughts and prayers.
Like, oh, see, I would have thought like screaming, crying, killing.
Yeah.
Too much?
Or the live, laugh, love, hate, die, cry kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. That's it. And the nun. Oh, that was my favorite because it's so ruthless. It started as this beautiful nun in a habit, hands clasped in front of it, little Precious Moments, tiny mouth smile. It's teardrop eyes looking upward. And that has now been turned red and gray with a monster face, horns coming out, and a pentagram where the cross used to be.
Very Rosemary's Baby, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The omen.
Have you thought about just quietly getting into the chapel and leaving one of these on the shelf?
I got to make it to the chapel first. I've debated, like, returning one to, like, the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of staying in the aisle and recording people's reactions to it. But now that we're kind of taken off a little bit, I get to see the reactions on some of the websites. Like, we did the Country Living, and there was a lot of people who weren't happy with it. I was surprised they wanted to do an article on it in the first place, but yeah, definitely we made a few people angry with that one.
Well, listen, here's what I would do for sure. You need, absolutely, on the website, quotes from the hardcore lovers of Precious Moments, and their reactions to what you're doing is the best sales piece you could ever have. So whatever emails,
I'm using the negative ones as testimonials.
Oh yes,
absolutely funny. Like,
yes,
probably a Satan worshiper, and you're a sick, sick man. And yeah,
what's your current favorite?
I had somebody compare me to Stephen King, and I was like, well, awesome, thank you. And they were like, no, that's not a compliment. And I was like, no, it really is.
What was your What's your favorite email you got? The negative one.
The negative one.
Yeah. Because negative's always better.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. There was a. I try and let them all go. You know what I mean? There's so much hate in the world. If I focus on all the negative ones, it's just, it's so hard.
I wouldn't take it personally, really, man. I mean, I wouldn't take it personally.
Oh, no, not at all.
But, I mean, those quotes.
I think the point of art is to get a reaction from people, positive or negative. So it's funny because even though they're reacting negatively and they have to comment on it or they have to say something, these people are still sharing it. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, my God, this is atrocious. And then they share it.
Yeah. Well, here's the other purpose of art.
Awesome. Thank you.
The other purpose of art is to make money to pay the rent. So people need to go to PreciousMutations.com. PreciousMutations.com. Follow the links. It'll take you to his Etsy site. And, man, feel free to send us one for the studio, man. We'll mount it here proudly.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Yeah, we just started a Patreon page, too, where it's kind of like, it's really simple. It's just $2 a month. And you sign up, it's kind of like a membership fee. And then we're going to do a raffle every month for an original members-only piece. Kind of similar to what Precious Moments does with the members-only pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're interested in kind of supporting that type of way, then it's like a $2 raffle every month.
Right on. All right, stay right there, man. That's Keith Buescher. He's the artist that's been making news because he has defiled the Precious Moments. I'm aware.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.